All right, good morning, everybody. Let's call to order this meeting of the Executive Committee of the Board of Directors. Clerk, please call the roll.
Ela Rivera. Vargas. Vargas is absent. Hall.
Here.
Moreno.
Present.
Bush.
Here.
Whipper.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you, Clerk. We have one proposed addition to the closed session agenda. I will ask our general counsel, Karen Landers, to walk us through that proposed addition.
Yes, thank you. Under the Brown Act, if we add an item to the agenda less than 72 hours before the meeting, under Government Code Section 54954.2, Subdivision B2, board can add that by a two-thirds vote upon a finding that there's a need to take immediate action and that need for action came to the attention of the agency subsequent to the agenda being posted. So what we would like to add to the agenda is a closed session conference with legal counsel regarding anticipated litigation related to a claim from an individual named Vita Short related to a bus incident that happened in March. And we did not realize that we needed to bring this to the executive committee until after we had posted the agenda. So we just wanted to be able to discuss it with the executive committee in closed session.
Do you need us to make a motion?
I do need a motion, and I need a vote of at least four in favor to add.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to add the item to the closed session agenda. Any further discussion? Seeing none, this requires a two-thirds vote. Let's take a roll call vote. Clerk, please call the roll.
Ela Rivera?
Yes.
Thank you. Vargas is absent. Hall?
Yes.
Moreno?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Whipper?
Yes.
The item passes unanimously.
Thank you very much, Clerk. We will add that item to the closed session agenda. Clerk, do we have any public comment?
We do not have any public comments.
All right. With no public comment, we will take up the approval of the minutes from the March 9th meeting of the Executive Committee. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
And is there a second? And we have a second motion by Councilmember Shawnee La Rivera and a second by Councilmember Moreno to approve the minutes of the March 9th meeting. Any discussion on that? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Seeing none, that motion carries. All right, let's move into our discussion items. Ms. Cooney, would you like to introduce our first item?
Yes. So the former chair's term expires December 31st, 2023. So we're here today to discuss the executive committee's process for nominating and proposing to the board a new chair to fulfill the term of the rest of this term. So board policy 22 states that in the event of a vacancy in the chair position, the EC shall create an ad hoc committee that shall recommend a candidate or candidates to the board for consideration. This is similar to how the nominations occur in January when we do the nominations for the other leadership positions as well as for the committee appointments. This could be a subset of the board where you could just create an ad hoc nominating committee, or it could be this body itself. We've done it both ways depending on, you know, time, things that have occurred at the time. So I'm suggesting to you that you can do either. Either this committee could serve as the ad hoc or the nominating committee, in which case it would be a Brown Act action, or you could do an ad hoc committee of the board being a subset of the board. In choosing either of these mechanisms, the EC should agree to a process. So you could either just recommend the candidate and then bring it to the board directly. You could also seek interest from members or even hold interviews. There's no defining way to nominate a chair. So it's really up to all of you. And then ultimately this election would go to the board and it would be a two-third vote of the board. So I pushed that out there for your consideration.
Thank you very much, Ms. Cooney. Do we have any public comment on this item?
We do not.
All right, seeing no public comment on this item, as Ms. Cooney outlined in her presentation, the next step is for the executive committee to create an ad hoc nominating committee. When we did this for the vice chair and chair pro tem positions earlier this year, we opened up the nominating committee to other members of the board of directors, up to a maximum of 7 board members, less than a quorum. Is that correct? All right. Mayor Todd Gloria has expressed that he would like to be on the nominating committee. We've heard from Councilmember Carolina Chavez from Chula Vista, who has also expressed interest. So I will make a motion to create an ad hoc nominating committee consisting of Council President Shawnee La Rivera, Councilmember Vivian Moreno, Councilmember Ron Hall, Councilmember Marcus Bush, Mayor Todd Gloria, Councilmember Carolina Chavez, and myself. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a second. Ms. Landers.
The one concern I have with that is that while we consider her a normal member, Councilmember Moreno is Mayor Gloria's alternate. So I don't know that both of them could
I don't think there's any legal requirement. So it's really up to them since it's an advisory to the board.
Okay.
I would support allowing Councilmember Moreno to serve on the ad hoc committee.
Okay. I guess just to acknowledge that it's like your ad hoc committee then is including someone that, I guess, an additional person. But do we have, I'm sorry to have interrupted. So,
no, thank you for flagging that.
With the total after, it's still 7.
Correct.
Correct. Okay.
Thank you. All right. Any discussion on the motion?
I'd like to make a substitute motion to just have similar to past practice, at least the immediate one, have the executive committee be the nominating committee for that.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it for purposes of discussion.
Okay. So your motion then, if I understand correctly, would be to not include Mayor Todd Gloria and not include Councilmember Carolina Chavez in the ad hoc nominating committee.
Correct. And I think the reason why any of the nominations can be brought to the floor of the board, ultimately it's the board's decision. So I think this is just the smoothest way to do it. It's just having the executive committee do it.
All right.
Can I offer kind of a middle road here where this body can serve to make nominations at the ad hoc committee to the ad hoc committee. And then the ad hoc committee also has an opportunity to forward additional recommendations to the full board.
All right, so your proposal is that this executive committee would forward nominations to the ad hoc nominating committee as described, including those from the board who wish to participate. And that ad hoc committee would then forward nominations to the full board.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that meet your...
So I'm not sure if then that would be just procedurally, if that should be an amendment to the motion, or if I should just withdraw the substitute motion and then we just go back to the original motion. So Member Elover...
However you want to.
Okay. I could withdraw my motion and then we can go back to my substitute motion and then we can go back to the original motion.
But procedurally, there's a motion and a second, so the motion belongs to the body. You can't arbitrarily remove a motion once it's been seconded.
Oh, okay. If I'm open to just going along with the substitute motion with that amendment, then.
Can you unsecond it?
All right. So. So we started. Okay, let's start where we were. Let's start with the initial proposal, which is to form an ad hoc nominating committee consisting of Council President Shawnee La Rivera, Council Member Vivian Moreno, Council Member Ron Hall, Council Member Marcus Bush, Mayor Todd Gloria, Councilmember Carolina Chavez, and myself. Is that an ad hoc nominating committee that is acceptable to this body?
Yes.
Packet, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to participate, just like very practically, but I'm happy to have my name listed. I'd be,
okay.
Thinking about between now and Thursday.
So, understood. Okay.
Next week.
All right. I think we have a motion and a second for that. Seeing no further discussion, clerk, please call the roll.
Ilo Rivera?
Yes.
Hall?
Yes.
Moreno?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Whitburn?
Yes.
And Vargas is absent.
Thank you very much, clerk. So I will arrange with the participation of the entire group of the ad hoc committee an opportunity to get together between, hopefully between now and next Thursday, when the committee can discuss how it would like to approach this.
Excuse me, Chair. So just kind of want to make sure, I think the withdrawal or the attempt to withdraw the substitute motion was as a result of this group having an opportunity to put forward names that the ad hoc committee would consider. And so could have misunderstood that, but I'm not sure that Member Bush would have withdrawn the motion if not for the opportunity here for folks to put forward names.
I think that the motion just passed is for the ad hoc committee, including the two members of the board who have expressed an interest in participating in the ad hoc committee to meet and forward recommendations to the board. That would be the motion.
Point of clarification, my understanding of the motion was that the ad hoc committee is going to do their recommendation and that this body as well, because of his motion, or I believe Sean's motion, I don't remember whose motion it was, to be honest. It stipulated that the executive committee can also nominate. So with that, I'd like to make a nomination. Just first and foremost, I do want to nominate La Mesa City Council member Patricia Dillard, serve as chairperson of the MTS Board of Directors. I do want to state that my biggest priority right now is to establish a stable new leadership on the board of directors to take all the necessary steps MTS needs to take over in the incoming weeks and months and years in response to the misconduct of Mr. Fletcher. Completing these steps, I think, is going to be a long process, and I think we need new leadership on the board to manage it. At the very least, I think the full board should be given the option to choose its leadership, which we are going to give that. And for those reasons, I nominate Council Member Dillard. I think for one, she's an accomplished business professional who has both the skills and time necessary to succeed in this very challenging role. I'm confident that if confirmed, she will be an excellent chairperson. I also believe that it may be worthwhile to give the full board more than one candidate to consider, right? So obviously open to hearing from other members of the executive committee if they have a preferred candidate that they'd like the full board to consider. But that is my motion. Thank you.
All right, we have a motion from Councilmember Moreno to nominate Patricia Dillard, the council member from La Mesa. We have a second from Councilmember Hall.
And then I also want to nominate a few people.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion and a second to nominate Patricia Dillard. Yes, Councilmember
Ball. I would like to make a motion to nominate.
I'm sorry, procedurally, can we go one by one on them so we don't have, like, as a package, are we comfortable doing that, Member Hall? So going forward with the vote on Councilmember Patricia Dillard as a nominee and then moving on to your names.
Okay.
So through the chair.
Yeah, I don't see any reason to that. If you prefer to vote on these one by one, is your preference to vote on nominations to send to the ad hoc committee or to nominate people to the ad hoc committee to consider?
All we're doing is nominating.
So it's to put in the names who will be considered to the ad hoc committee. That's what I understand the motion from Member Moreno to be.
I can go ahead and repeat my motion. My motion is to recommend to the Board of Directors that La Mesa City Council member Patricia Dillard serve as chairperson of the MTS Board of Directors.
Okay. And we have a second from Councilmember Hall.
And he wants to, and so Member Hall, as I understand this, so Member Hall wants to nominate additional names. And so my understanding, just procedurally,
I thought we were just submitting names is all we were doing. Well, you're actually trying to nominate her right now.
My motion is to nominate.
Okay, well, I don't agree with that. So I thought we were just submitting names.
Okay. So are you withdrawing your second?
Yeah, yes, I am.
I'll second.
Okay, so we have a second by Councilmember Bush. All right. So the first name that is up for nomination to the ad hoc committee is Councilmember Patricia Dillard of La Mesa. Any further discussion?
I just wanted a point of clarification in my comments, and obviously this is the chair's prerogative, right? But I am open to hearing other members and their nominees as they come down. This is just for this particular motion right now, but I am absolutely open to hearing other names in subsequent motions. Thank you.
To be clear, the ad hoc nominating committee is going to meet between now and next Thursday, and we'll be considering all this. And this is an opportunity for the executive committee to provide recommendations both to the ad hoc nominating committee and to the board. So we will take all nominations that come here from the executive committee, any nominations that come from the ad hoc committee, and then the board will have an opportunity to consider all of that input when the full board takes this matter up next Thursday.
Chair, I just want to clarify though, because the motion is to forward the recommendation to the board, it will appear on our agenda as the executive committee's nomination recommendation to the board. So on the board agenda, the staff is being directed that the executive committee takes a vote on and is recommending the nomination.
Okay. Councilmember Moreno.
And yes, that is my intention for Ms. Yeah. Dillard, but that could also happen for other candidates, should they be proposed by other executive committee members. So we can, as an executive committee, nominate 10 people if we wish. But in this case, for this motion, I would like to recommend Ms. Patricia Dillard
to the board.
To the board, yeah.
Okay, we have a, and are you,
yes.
Or let's see, that second, the second was Councilmember.
Do we need to vote on?
Bush's, yes. All right, we have a motion and a second, a motion from Councilmember Moreno and a second from Councilmember Bush to nominate Patricia Dillard for the position of chair. All those in favor, please signify.
Let me clarify this, because it's still got to go to the board for a vote, right?
Yes.
I mean, it just the way it's being phrased is here, she's our choice. And I don't like that idea that she's our choice. I mean, the reality is here's our choices. And that's what I was trying to present is here are our choices. And I'm just getting the opinion of executive committee here says this is our choice. So I don't agree with the way that the whole thing is being phrased.
I would propose if you would like to amend the motion, you could offer a friendly amendment to us and we can consider it.
Okay. Well, friendly amendment is, here is one of our candidates, Patricia Dillard. So we would like her to be considered by the board.
And is your intent, just to be clear, is your intent to forward nominees from this committee to the ad hoc nominating committee?
We've just now moved her to the board.
Well, so
we've overcome the whole committee at this point. So the committee is worthless because it's going straight to the board.
As Councilmember Moreno just indicated, you have the opportunity to bring forward an amendment to the motion if that is your wish. If you wish to amend the motion such that nominations from this committee are sent to the ad hoc nominating committee, which will meet between now and next Thursday, and will include all board members who have expressed an interest in participating in the ad hoc nominating committee, and then that ad hoc nominating committee will present recommendations to the board. If that's your intent,
yeah, that is.
Okay.
Karen, does that sound make sense or not? Yes, your mic's on.
Yes. Sorry, I was looking at my Robert's Rules of Order to make sure that this board never gives me these types of questions. I wanted to make sure that I knew.
I'm not against Patricia. Mm-hmm. I just want to have a choice. Let's bring in 5 or 6 or 11 or 19 if we need to. I don't care, but let's give a choice.
So if I'm understanding your intent, Councilmember Hall, you would like this executive committee to present names to the ad hoc nominating committee with the intent that all of those names be considered by the ad hoc nominating committee. And that the ad hoc nominating committee can then recommend one or more Correct. Of those names to the full board for consideration.
Correct.
Okay.
Can I, I think if I understood Councilmember Moreno's motion and the statements correctly, I heard an invitation for that motion to include other names that would be forwarded to the board as well.
That's
so, fine. So if I understood it correctly, I think there's an invitation, Member Hall, to add names to the list of,
and that's fine. Yeah, that's
so what if I you'd like to add those names to Councilmember Moreno's motion, that's it fine. Sounds like those could be forwarded directly to the board as well. It's kind of two.
I know that's my point.
Well, that so to be clear, the question then before you, Councilmember Hall, is it your intent to forward names from this executive committee to the ad hoc nominating committee, which includes
send them over to
Mayor Gloria and Councilmember Chavez, who expressed an interest to be a part of the ad hoc nominating committee. Is it your intent that the names go to that ad hoc nominating committee for consideration, and then the ad hoc nominating committee can send one or more of those names as recommendations to the board for consideration?
Yes.
Okay. I will second that proposed amendment. Is there any further discussion on that proposed amendment?
Yeah, I'm going to be voting no to the amendment. And Member Hall, my motion is, should this amendment not pass, my motion will still be on the floor and we're going to have to vote on it. And I am happy to amend that motion if you would like to add another person to my motion. Okay. I'm happy to do that.
That's fine.
But I will be voting no on this amended motion.
All right. Any further discussion?
I'll just add, I will as well, mostly because I think that given where we're at, it's important for the full board to have whatever menu of options that this group and the ad hoc committee puts together, especially because the ad hoc committee isn't necessarily subject to the Brown Act. I think that it's important for the full list to show up to the board next week. So I'll be also voting no with Councilmember Moreno.
All right. Okay. Councilmember Bush.
Just some discussion. And there's, and I apologize if any of my comments caused initial confusion. So I think there's, what's a little confusing is what we have this ad hoc nominating committee, which we're kind of serving as, and the option to send a whole menu list of option to the full board. And that's was my intent, to send a full menu to the full board. But at first I wanted to do it point by point, but I'm going to be voting against those the motion for those reasons. I just think we should go back to the original motion and add names. And so Member Hall wants to add names. And this is
That's fine. I mean, we voted basically already, so then I'll have to withdraw my motion, I guess, and because we've already voted, so I'll just like to add some names in. Okay, the amendment, that is fine.
All right. Well, I'll accept the withdrawal of the motion and that's fine.
Do you want to vote? I don't mind voting.
So that's fine. We could let people withdraw their motions if the seconder is also fine.
All right. So I would like to amend your motion to include Stephen Whitburn and include Steve Goble to the names.
So the proposal then would be to have a recommendation from this executive committee that would be forwarded both to the ad hoc nominating committee and the full board of directors that those bodies consider at a minimum Patricia Dillard, Steve Goble,
and you,
and Stephen Whitburn.
I'm going to decline that amendment.
Okay.
Well, I guess we vote on the original one, Patricia.
Okay. Do you want to go ahead just with the original?
Well, I mean, she said she would accept it, then she won't.
Okay.
So, basically.
It's all like, right. So you're withdrawing your amendment?
No, let's vote on it. Let's vote on it.
You don't have a second to it yet?
No.
Okay. Seeing that, then the original motion stands, and the original motion from Councilmember Moreno is to forward to the ad hoc nominating committee and the full board of directors a nomination of La Mesa Councilmember Patricia Dillard to serve as chair. Is there a, well, that was seconded by, was that seconded?
Yes.
Yes.
And it be recommended to the board. Did you say that?
Yes, recommended both to the ad hoc nominating committee and to the full board of directors. All right. And so we have a second from who's keeping track? Marcus. Okay. Motion by Councilmember Moreno and a second by Councilmember Bush to forward to the ad hoc nominating committee and the full board of directors. The nomination of Patricia Dillard to serve as chair. All those in favor, please signify by, or by, is there any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying, well, let's take a roll call vote. Roll call vote.
Elo Rivera?
Yes.
Vargas is absent. Hall?
No.
Moreno?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Whitburn?
Sounds like I should abstain, so I will abstain.
The motion passes with three members in favor, one member abstaining, and one member voting no.
Very good. Thank you very much, Clerk.
So I would also like to make a motion to nominate Steve Whitburn. And you wanted to do it separately, so as a to go to the board as a... as a chair.
Okay, is there a second for that?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you.
I'll second.
Okay, very well. Thank you. So we have a motion. We have a motion on the floor from Councilmember Hall and a second from Council President Elo Rivera to forward to the ad hoc nominating committee and the full board of directors a nomination for Stephen Whitburn to be considered for chair. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, we can go ahead and do a roll call vote.
Elo Rivera?
Yes.
Vargas is absent. Hall?
Yes.
Moreno?
Moreno, no.
Bush?
Yes.
Whitburn?
And I will again abstain.
I'd like to make another motion.
Well, we got to get that.
The motion passes with three members voting yes, one member abstaining, one member voting no, and one member absent.
Okay. Thank you very much, Clerk. Councilmember Hall.
I'd like to make a motion that Steve Goble be considered for the chair.
That was Councilmember Moreno.
Councilmember Moreno seconds.
All right, we have a motion from Councilmember Hall and a second by Councilmember Moreno to nominate the ad hoc committee and to the full board of directors, nomination of Steve Goebel to serve as chair. Any discussion on that motion? All right. Seeing no further discussion, clerk, please call the roll.
Hilo Rivera?
Yes.
Vargas is absent. Hall?
Yes.
Moreno?
Moreno, yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Whitburn?
And I will again abstain.
The motion passes with 4 members voting yes, 1 member absent, and 1 member abstaining.
All right. Do we have any additional nominations that this committee would like to forward to the ad hoc nominating committee or to the full board of directors? Seeing none, I think that that closes the business for this item. With the nominations of 3 board members to the ad hoc nominating committee and the full board of directors for consideration as chair.
Question.
All right. Councilmember Hall. I'm sorry, Councilmember Bush. Okay.
Yes, so could we go over what we all, just so we're on the same page, what we understand to be the next steps in the process moving forward?
Yes, so as I understand it, the next steps of the process moving forward are that the 7 members of the ad hoc nominating committee, which includes the 5 members of this body, plus Mayor Todd Gloria and Council Member Carolina Chavez, will meet probably virtually sometime between today and next Thursday to consider the nominations that have been made by this executive committee and any additional nominations. And then any nominations made by the ad hoc nominating committee and the 3 nominations that have been made by the executive board will all be forwarded to the full board of directors for consideration at next Thursday's board meeting.
Great, thank you, Chair. And that would mean that we go through all the noticing, so we pick a date and we go through public noticing, correct?
No, so the ad hoc nominating committee is not a Brown Act committee. So that would not be a public meeting. You can meet virtually, you can meet serially. So if there's scheduling conflicts, if a few of the members need to meet and then brief the other members, and you are permitted to do that. So
great, thank you for that. I wasn't fully aware of that, so I appreciate that clarification.
You bet. Councilmember Moreno.
I would like to eliminate my name from the ad hoc committee. I don't think this is something that should be decided in secret. I think it should be open and it should be transparent for the public to participate in. So I would not like to take part of the ad hoc committee, the secret ad hoc committee. Thank you.
Okay, Councilmember Moreno would like to withdraw her name from the ad hoc nominating committee. Is there any objection, since that was a motion that was adopted? Any objection to removing Councilmember Moreno's name from the ad hoc nominating committee? Seeing no objection, we will remove Councilmember Moreno's name from the ad hoc nominating committee, and the remaining 6 members will meet between now and next Thursday. All right. Is there any further discussion on this item? Seeing none, we will move along to the next item. It looks like we have a couple of closed session items now, but before we move into closed session, why don't we go through the other items on our agenda? Does that seem reasonable to everybody? Item number 7 is a review of the draft agenda for the April 20th board meeting. Ms. Cooney.
We have attempted to remove anything that was not necessary on this agenda, and we are beginning at 8 a.m. To provide enough time for the board. There were some items that were requested by board members to come forward to the board that we are showing on here. For instance, the San Ysidro Transit Center Improvements Project update and the trolley extension to Tijuana report. Would you like to keep them on there and see how the meeting goes? And if we have time, we can take them up, or would you prefer we just go ahead and move them to May?
Councilmember Marina.
I'm happy to move it to May.
And I would just note, when we published this draft agenda, there was one item that we were going to put, are going to put on the discussion. Hopefully won't be too quick, but it's related to a potential collaboration and partnership with the San Diego Foundation related to our expansion of the transit center downstairs. And so wanted to get the board's guidance on how to move forward with those discussions and keep that project moving. So that would be an item that would be on the discussion because we would need board action.
And just to clarify, this is an opportunity that has come forward to us from the foundation. They want to help market this property that we own right directly next to the building to try to really develop into a major joint transit oriented development there. And that they would want to have an agreement with us. And so staff wants to, if we possibly can, get it to the board as soon as possible so that we can enter into an agreement with the foundation and really move this project forward. It does provide some benefit to us because of their connections nationally and internationally, as well as the fact that they want to bring some money to the table to possibly help finance whatever project ends up coming out of the request for proposals.
Chair, if I may.
Yes, please.
Is that something that's pressing? Because the next meeting is going to be, you know, we are at a crossroads for this agency. And would this be something that we could hear at a subsequent meeting?
We can. It delays that another month. I don't know what conversations Karen's had with the foundation staff. I know that they would like to start ramping up their, you know, movements towards getting this out to the public. In some regards, it shows that we as the agency are continuing the good work that we're doing, regardless of the, you know, unfortunate circumstances we were put into by the former chair. And it is, you know, has been a mission of the board to really focus a lot on helping with the affordable housing crunch in San Diego.
So with that, Chair, I would ask that that item get moved to May.
Can I just offer as an alternative, we could keep it there and continue the item. We could break from closed session, as an example, next Thursday, come out, continue the item to May, if it looks like we're not going to have time, correct?
Oh, of course. Anything can be taken off the agenda at any moment. Yeah. If you wanted, we could say closed session is going to be time certain.
I don't want to do that. That I certainly don't want to do. I just want to make sure the option is there. And I think Councilmember Moreno, just so you, like, if we do have the opportunity, part of the reason why is because of some of what we're considering at the city, and that being public might help inform opportunities that might come from the Navigation Center property as well. So if time allows, I think it'd be great. And if not, let's punt it, because the most important issue is resolving the crisis that we have right now.
Yes, and then the safety and security focus group results, that's going to the Public Security Committee this afternoon. Do you want to leave it to that committee to recommend whether or not it goes to the April meeting, or do you want to just take it off? This body sets the agenda for the board, so.
So, if I may, and I hear Member Moreno's point about, you know, there is a lot of, turmoil going on. I think we still should move forward, because there's a lot of different staff from the development and planning side that have been working on this. So I just don't want to halt that momentum, especially given everything that's going on in the development world right now with interest rates and all of that. And I think if we, you know, have concerns with whatever recommendation or information that comes out of that, that we can, you know, push it off. And on the second part, with the recommending to, and it's public, the Public Safety Committee, so providing it to them, is that the proposal from staff?
Well, we are bringing it to, it's on the agenda for this afternoon for the Public Security Committee.
Understood.
So, but.
So I'd be in favor of allowing them, giving them the kind of the authority to recommend to us whether it comes on the April agenda or not. So I don't, if for me, I don't want to just from here pull an item if they've already, if they're already making progress.
Yeah, I think, you know, may go real fast. You never know.
Okay, so we'll check in with them.
All right, any other comments then on the agenda for the Board of Directors for next Thursday? All right, no further comments on that. Any further discussion necessary on that? Okay, that wraps up item 7. Let's move along to item number 8, other staff communications and business. Any other staff communications and business? Seeing none. Item number 9, any committee member communications and other business? Seeing none. Our next meeting date for this executive committee will be May 11th at 9 o'clock in the morning. Thank you everybody for your participation, and we will now move into closed session. Thank you.
So reporting out of closed session of the MTS Executive Committee, agenda item number 5, conference with legal counsel, existing litigation. The board received a report and gave instructions to legal counsel. And reporting out on agenda item number 6, conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation. The board received a report from legal counsel and gave instructions.
The meeting is now adjourned.